Ross Taylor, co-editor of Vertical Life magazine. Ross, good morning.
Good morning.
When did you find out about this? Just this week?
Yes, just on Tuesday.
Okay. How much information have you been given about the reasons why?
I guess we've just been given general information. The main reason is because I think Aboriginal Victoria has charged Parks Victoria with not taking enough care of Indigenous cultural sites.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're threatening to fine Parks Victoria. And so Parks Victoria, I guess the easiest thing for them to do is just to kind of stop climbers,
yep,
from climbing in areas where there's a lot of cultural sites.
Okay, so do climbers climb in cultural sites generally? Are you aware of this going on?
Well, we try to avoid cultural sites generally. There have been a couple of incidents recently. Well, in the last couple of years, there's been two incidents where, a climber has placed a bolt close to some art sites. And I think that's what's really raised Aboriginal Victoria's ire. And it's also raised the ire of climbers generally as a community, because we obviously try to police ourselves as best as we can and avoid cultural sites.
Well, for the most part, you want to be doing the right thing, or seem to be doing the right thing, so you don't get
exactly
locked out.
Yeah, and it's not just that. I mean, they're a very important part of our heritage. So, we always try to do our best to avoid cultural sites.
So Ross, are these areas that you're likely, or it sounds like you will be, locked out from, are they popular areas or important areas for climbers?
Well, Parks were supposed to tell us yesterday what the areas are and give us maps so that,
yep,
we know the exact areas. So we don't know exactly what areas are going to be closed. We can make some intelligent guesses about what the areas are, and we're fairly certain it'll be some fairly significant parts of the Victoria Range,
mm-hmm,
which is in the Southern Grampians. And if it is that area, then the crags there are world-class crags that people travel from all over the world to visit,
okay,
they have lots of really, really amazing routes, and it's just a beautiful area to climb in. It's very quiet, mm, part of the Grampians, and
lost to the climbing community. Ross, I'm going to have to leave it there because the news is coming up, but I do thank you for your time this morning. Co-editor of Vertical Life magazine, climbing magazine, Parks Vic, is saying they're probably going to close off a number of areas, as Ross was saying, some of them very well-known and important areas. We have spoken with Parks Vic. They couldn't get anyone to us today to talk to us, but they have said they'll provide someone for Monday to tell us more about what areas will be closed off. So we'll follow up next week.